It's a very busy legislative agenda at a time when Congress continues to be gridlocked, and there's nothing to suggest that that is going to change, even though we have a new Congress with a slightly different composition. We're going to have three fights coming up over money, basically, that were punted, for all intents and purposes, by the compromise that was reached last weekend. The first is the debt ceiling, which is going to expire in February. Then the sequester, which affects a lot of jobs, obviously, in the D.C. region. And finally, the continuing resolution that funds the government, because there's not officially a budget, expires at the end of March. So Congress is going to have to pass something to avoid a government shutdown. All three of those give the Republicans leverage to try and extract concessions from President Obama.
And President Obama has tried to blunt some of that leverage by saying that he won't bargain over the debt ceiling. Is that just a posture that he's taking?
He's digging his heels in because he thinks that the Republicans aren't willing to risk a default. But what's happened is you have all these conservative outside groups who are very frustrated by the fiscal cliff deal, and they're pressuring John Boehner and Mitch McConnell and a lot of House Republicans to show that they're serious about getting spending cuts, because there were, for all intents and purposes, no spending cuts in the deal that was just reached. And they all are saying that the debt ceiling is the place to do that. And so you have all these groups on the right that are competing with each other to try and show that they're more conservative. And the result is someone like John Boehner went before the House Republican conference this week and showed polling that said nearly 3 in 4 Americans are willing to have a fight over the debt ceiling.
Is entitlement reform going to be brought up this time?
That is always a possibility. In any of these situations where the Republicans have leverage, they want entitlement reform. President Obama has said he wants it too, but he's never outlined exactly what he wants. Republicans are going to continue pressuring for some kind of change to Medicare or Social Security. It seems unlikely right now in the current environment when they can barely agree to a stopgap, and it looks like the United States might default on just basic debt obligations.
Yeah.
But President Obama, you have to remember, is already focused on his legacy. He's free from having to run for re-election, so he's more willing to compromise on entitlement reform, perhaps.
And we've heard about all the division that is going on right now, but there are some possible issues that we could see the sides come together on.
Basically, there's agreement on tax reform, on what makes sense. You have a lot of special interests of people who would be winners and losers with various kinds of reforms, and they want to protect their own exemption. But both sides don't just want to reach the common sense agreement that can be reached on tax reform, because they want bigger concessions, and they want it to be part of some kind of bigger deal.